This is Radio Nepal. I'm Della Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Premier of China Li Qiang hold bilateral meeting in Beijing. Nepal and China signed 12 agreements and a memorandum of understanding. President Ramchandra Podil says Madhesh plays key role in Nepal's every democratic movement, and Canadian Defence Minister says both Canada and India should start taking to find a common ground in view of the worsening relation. Now the news in detail. Nepal and China have signed 12 different agreements and a memorandum of understanding. The agreements were signed between Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and his Chinese counterpart Li Qiang after a bilateral meeting held at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing yesterday. Secretaries of the concerned ministries, Nepal Ambassador to China Bishnu Prakash Rastha, and Chinese officials signed the agreements under the different ministries. An agreement was signed between the National Planning Commission of Nepal and National Development and Reform Commission of China for collaboration. Similarly, a MOU regarding production and living materials for Northern Hilly Region of Nepal, signed between Nepal and China in 2017, was exchanged between Nepali Ambassador Shrestha and Chinese officials. Likewise, National Development and Reforms Commission of China and the Ministry of Finance signed an agreement for the collaboration on enhancing digital economy and cooperation. An agreement between the National Development and Reforms Commission of China and the Ministry of Forest and Environment of Nepal was signed for the collaboration in green and low-carbon development. Similarly, Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs of China and Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development of Nepal agreed on the issue of collaboration for agriculture, livestock and fisheries development. An agreement has been signed between the Ministry of Commerce of China and the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies of Nepal to form a joint technical working group to review and amend the China-Nepal Trade and Payment Agreement reached in 1981. On the occasion, an agreement was reached between the General Administration of Customs of China and the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development of Nepal on a protocol regarding the export of plants for medicinal production from Nepal to China. Likewise, an agreement has been reached between the Chinese Department of Press and Publication and the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation on the translation and publication of classics. Likewise, the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology of Nepal and the Ministry of Science and Technology of China reached an agreement to cooperate in the fields of science, technology and innovation. Besides, a MOU was signed on the issues of disaster materials, human resources and Hilsa Simcoat Road Project. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal and Chinese Premier Li Qiang have held a bilateral meeting at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing yesterday. The two leaders discussed the ways for the consolidating the bilateral relations. Earlier, delivering a welcome speech before the bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Dahal, Chinese Premier Li Qiang said China had realized addition of new energy in the existing China-Nepal relations. Chinese Premier Qiang said discussion with Chinese President Xi Jinping on various dimensions of Nepal-China bilateral relations was a worth noting moment. Chinese Premier Qiang appreciated Nepal's one-China policy and expressed China's support in Nepal's sovereignty, territorial integrity and economic development. Acting Prime Minister and Defence Minister Purna Bahadur Kharka has expressed the government's full commitment towards the agreement reached with teachers discontent with the provisions of the School Education Bill. Speaking at the outset of the Nepali Congress Central Committee meeting yesterday, the Acting Prime Minister said all the demands of teachers would be addressed by the government and Parliament together, adhering to the Parliament's due process. CPNUML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has demanded that the jurisdiction should be given to High-Level Probe Commission to take action against guilty in recent coal scam. Addressing the first convention of the CPNUML Bagmati Province Committee yesterday, Chairperson Oli urged the government not to make any delay to form the Probe Commission and not to limit the Commission only to recommend for policy-level reforms. On the occasion, Chairperson Oli directed the Carters to move ahead with a determination to form a strong national force. President Ramchandra Podal has said that Madhes, that played a leading role in Nepal's every democratic movement, has the key to Nepal's nationality. At a civic felicitation and inauguration of Mahendra Narayan Nidhi Mithila Culture Centre organised in Janakpur city yesterday, the president said that Madhes has robust role in national unity and transformation and added that the essence of nationality is also in the Madhes. The president viewed that protection of nationality was not likely amid crisis and problems and urged all for the positive interventions to identify and address the possibilities of Madhes. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basneet says the government have continued to monitor and take action against anomalies for reforms in the pharmacy sector. Speaking at a program organized by the Nepal Pharmaceutical Association on the occasion of the World Pharmacists Day, the health minister urged the concerned authorities to be serious about the sensitivity of the pharmacy sector and directed for reform efforts in the sector. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the sports update now. Nepal has booked a place in the semi-finals of the Under-19 SAF Football Championship. In a match held yesterday at Dasarath Stadium in Kathmandu, Nepal defeated the Maldives by 4-1 goal difference to reach the last four. For Nepal, Sameer Tamang scored 2 goals. Nepal and Pakistan have reached the semi-finals from Group A, while the Maldives is out of the tournament. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Canadian Defence Minister Bill Blair says both Canada and India should start talking to find a common ground in view of the recent strain in relations. Leader Blair, in an interview with CBC News, said he was aware of the impact the diplomatic dispute was having on Indian Canadians. He added that the only request Canada had made over its allies and India was that they cooperate fully in that investigation because its outcome was very important. This comes as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau last week alleged India's involvement in the fatal shooting of Khalistan Tiger Force Chief Hardeep Singh Nijjar in Canada. Canada has called on India to cooperate with the investigation into Nijjar's death. India has denied any attempts to connect the government of India with Nijjar's murder. At least 6 people are dead and 12 others missing after swollen rivers swept over homes in Guatemala's capital city. According to Al Jazeera, early on Monday, waters from the Naranja River rushed through a sandy town in Guatemala City called Diaz Field, destroying at least 6 homes that had been perched under a bridge. Search dogs and recovery teams discovered the bodies of 6 people who died in the flood waters, including that of a young girl believed to be about 5 years old. She was found partially buried in a mud that rushed through the area. An estimated 8 children were among the 12 still missing. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Premier of China Li Chang hold bilateral meeting in Beijing. Nepal and China signed 12 agreements and a memorandum of understanding. President Ramchandra Podal says Madhes plays key role in Nepal's every democratic movement, and Canadian Defence Minister says both Canada and India should start taking to find a common ground in view of the worsening relation. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.